Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
Yeah, Ahmad al-Hassan al-Islam speaks about this many times. And he specifically says, don't just go to the religious people, the people that you would expect to receive this message. Go to people that you wouldn't expect to receive this message. This has nothing to do with being a Muslim. It has nothing to do with this in terms of finding the truth. Christians can find the truth. Jews can find the truth. Atheists can find the truth. And he speaks in one of his books about there's a passage, and I can't remember which book. It might be the 13th disciple or the sealing prophet, where there's a passage in the Quran about these people before Islam. And it speaks about this, and there was a time before Islam. I think one of the problems with Christianity is to explain that if passage into heaven depends on believing in Jesus, what about those people before Jesus? And this is one of the questions I asked in catechism, that what they call the vicar that taught the catechism class. I had an elaborate question when I was in this class about what happens with a baby born in a lifeboat, and because they were teaching that you had to be baptized, all of these things. These are not true. This isn't true. And they teach these things, but if you ask the questions, they start stumbling upon themselves. And finally, the truth is not dependent on being a Muslim, and getting into heaven isn't depending on being a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says why he created mankind to worship him, and the Imam al-Islam explains that this means to know him. And so this is what it's about. And how do you know him? You go to the one who will give you the unadulterated truth, the only one that's guaranteed of giving you the truth. And this is in the Quran, to explain this in 3:7, to explain what exactly, how you, who has the truth, who doesn't have the truth, and how this is a confirmation of who this person is. Ahmad al-Hassan comes with the will. He comes with the will from Muhammad, peace be upon his progeny, the will that's been denied and hidden for all of these years, to prove the 12 imams and the 12 mehdis that come after him. And he comes with the truth. He comes with the knowledge that no one else has, because this is a proof of who he is. And this is available generously from Ahmad al-Hassan al-Islam, who writes book after book after book that are available and translated for free.
Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.